Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. Today's Daf, Maseches Shkalim, Daf Gimel. An interesting question, Halach Lamaisa, comes out, whether or not women are chayv in Tfilas Musaf or not in Tfilas Musaf. So based on today's Mishnah on Gimel and Beis, where the Mishnah teaches us that women are exempt from paying Shkalim, Rabbi Kivi Eger has a chiddush that he writes in his Tshuvas. He explains in Simon Tes, that since women are not chayv in giving machzor shekel, and since tefillas musaf is based on karba musaf, which comes from shkalim, so since women don't have to give shkalim, they have no chelik in the karba musaf, mimela, they're pater from tefillas musaf. This differs from shacharis mincha marv, that although those tefillas are also connected karbanos, in addition to that, they are also connected the avos tiknum. So they have two elements by other shmon esrays, by other tefillas, both connected avos and connected karbanos. But since tefillas musaf is exclusively connected the karbanos, and women are exempt from contributing to the karbanos, Rabbi Kivi Eger points out that women are pater from davening musaf. Now the challenge with this is a couple. That number one is, if that's the case, then children should not be chayv in musaf either. There should be no chinuch by children since they are also pater. A child who's 13 or even an adult who's 13 and not yet 20, we learned also in today's Gemara that they're not chayv in shkalim midaraisa until the age of 20. Maybe they should be exempt from davening musaf as well. In fact, some poskim actually say that. In addition to that, however, they also ask Rabbi Kivi Eger, since Levim and Kohanim, according to some, are not chayv in shkalim either, are we going to say that they are in fact pater from tefillas musaf if that were to be the case? So some challenge Rabbi Kivi Eger his basis. However, other acharim agree to Rabbi Kivi Eger's psak that women are in fact pater from tefillas musaf. And why is that? The reason is because really women should be pater from all of davening. Because davening is a mitzvah aseh she has ma'an grama, they're set times to say it. Shacharis is in the morning, mincha is in the afternoon, marv is in the evening, musaf is, you know, the entire day. So there are zmanim to recite these tefillas, and therefore women are pater because mitzvah aseh she has ma'an grama. But since the other tefillas, in addition to it being connected to karbon and limited to zman, there's also the element of what the Gemara calls rachmaninu. They need rachmim, they also need to daven for rachmim. And since they need to daven for rachamim, the Gemara says that women are chayv, the Gemara in Brachos af chafim abeiz. But tefillas musaf, which is not connected to rachamim, they're not asking for anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's simply in place of karbanos, and since karbanos are mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, and tefillas musaf is also a mitzvah aseh shezman grama, women are pater. So there are two different reasons why women are in fact pater from tefillas musaf, either because they're pater from the shkalim, or because there's no, it's mitzvah aseh, shazman, grama.